So this is a very special episode because the podcast is 1 year old today. I am so pleased. And as you will see, I have unveiled a new cover and a new name for the podcast. Listen. Listen, I still love the name Material World Manifestation. I still love that name. I think that was a good name. And it will take me a while to even get used to this, but it was time. It was time. It was time. It's been a year. This is a new chapter. And this is the Rebel's Guide to Manifestation, Transformation, and Creating a Freedom-Filled Life. Because that's what I want for you. I want you to create a freedom-filled life. Internal freedom. Freedom of your mind, freedom from the gunk, and freedom externally. Freedom to live authentically, freedom to live in your purpose, financial freedom. And I want you to transform, and I want you to manifest, and I want you to create the best life for yourself in a way that works for you. And this is more of a title change to reflect the topics that I already talk about. And I'm still going to continue talking about the topics that I already talk about because I love those topics. But naturally, more things are going to come into the podcast. Things will naturally evolve like they have, and they will evolve. And I invite you to evolve as I evolve. So why the Rebel's Guide? The word rebel. I like to think that some things that I share on this podcast aren't the typical ways of thinking, or maybe the typical ways of doing things, or the same old shit. I try not to do the same old shit. I try and do things a little different. So I like to think there is a unique perspective and a unique edge that I bring to the conversation that maybe you haven't heard elsewhere. I like to challenge the norms. I like to challenge the status quo, particularly in the personal development world and even in the world of psychology, manifestation, things like that. Just because it's what's been accepted doesn't mean it's the truth. And it doesn't mean there can't be a better way to think. I'm all for more useful perspectives, better ways of thinking that are actually going to help you instead of trying to force you into a way of thinking that doesn't even help you. Just because that's the way people are saying it, so that's the way it should be. No, I'm just not about that. I'm always looking for a new perspective, always looking for a better way to get things done. So this is where this rebel energy is coming from in the title. And I'm guessing that because you're listening to this and you are very likely a regular listener, you are probably interested in living a life that is outside of the box as well, outside of the norm, outside of the conditioning, outside of the way it's always been. You see that there is more to life. You see that there is more to the world, more for you. You think differently to the majority of other people, and that makes you different. From my perspective, makes you a rebel. That's why you're here. That is why you're here with me. So that is my little introduction to my new podcast name. I hope you like it. I am excited for another year with you. I am excited for where we're going to be in another year from now in my G-Wagon. So in today's episode, to celebrate this milestone for us and this new name and this new cover, I want to share with you four things I did that created this shift in my life, because having this podcast has created a massive shift for me. and opened up more doors for me and more opportunities for me. And I know it will continue to do that. I know it's just the start, but it wouldn't have happened had I not done these four things to actually get moving with it and to get doors opening. And from these four things that I'm going to share with you today, I think you can learn a lot and apply it to many, many areas in your life, whether that's in your business, starting a project, thinking about your manifestation, whatever it is that you're manifesting right now. So I want you, as I talk through these four points, to think of what it is you want to start, or think of what it is you want to do or grow or have or become, or whatever it is that is on your heart to do or bring into the world or have or be, and apply these lessons that I'm going to share with you today. So the first thing was starting before I was ready. I wasn't ready to start this podcast when I started it a year ago. I wasn't ready. I didn't know what I know now. In fact, when I was planning to launch this podcast a year ago, I had written out 40 episode ideas, 40, all of these episodes. I didn't end up recording one of them because this podcast shifted, evolved, and changed me so quick. I didn't have half the knowledge I have now, but I still started because I had some knowledge. I had experiences. I was confident in those experiences. I was confident in the knowledge that I did have and the experience that I did have at the time. And it was enough. It was enough at the time to get me to the next stage. I couldn't be who I am now without having first being that version of me that just showed up and did my first episode, which was manifestation versus law of attraction. What's the difference? I think that was the first episode. And if you go and listen to that, you're going to get a completely different person and a completely different version of me that I am now, because I wasn't ready back then. I just did it. I just got my microphone. I sat on my bed and I just winged it. And I was able to start before I was ready because I made peace with being a beginner. There were other people talking about manifestation or talking about mindset, but I just found my place and I just did it. And I knew I was a beginner against some people, but I knew I was further ahead than not doing it at all and just thinking about doing it. It's okay to just start where you're at, and it's okay to just know that you're getting it out the door and it's going to be an evolving thing. Sometimes we forget that things change and we think that it's the way it's going to be forever, but it's not. Whatever you are wanting right now, whether that is a business, a certain lifestyle, or a specific house, or a specific level of income, sometimes we get stuck thinking that's our forever. It's not our forever. That's just another step on the ladder. There's another step above that. And there's another step above that. So it's okay to know that things are always evolving. It's never going to be the way it's going to be forever. And every step builds on the one before. So that was the first thing I did. Started before I was ready. I just jumped in. The second thing was I took the action that my future self took. So I knew my future self is a thought leader. I knew that my future self had a unique perspective that is slightly different. A year ago, I didn't know what my perspective was that was slightly different. I was just saying what everyone else was saying. I didn't form my own unique perspective yet. But I knew my future self had one, and I knew that that perspective would be formed by me going through experiences that were going to shape that perspective and create that perspective for me. So I knew my future self was a thought leader, had a unique perspective, was slightly different, and that perspective supported other people. I knew that my future self was known, and I knew that, okay, if my future self has this perspective, has a voice that she uses, isn't afraid of doing things differently or saying things differently, is sharing her perspective with other people, I knew, okay, that can happen on TikTok. That can happen on YouTube. And TikTok led me to creating a podcast, but equally, I knew TikTok wasn't the thing that my future self was big on and was really using and amplifying. I knew TikTok was a stepping stone, but I knew that wasn't the platform where my future self was creating the biggest impact. And in January 2023, I had no intention of starting a podcast, absolutely none. In just 2 months, that changed because I began connecting with my future self. 60 days, that's how fast things can change. That's how quickly a decision can be made and action can be taken when it's aligned to your future self, to where you want to go. It feels natural, but I wouldn't have been able to take the action and start the podcast if I hadn't have connected with my future self and got really unapologetic about what my future self looked like. So I had to step forward into that. Again, just like step one, before I was even ready. Before I was even ready, I had to go first. The third thing was I also was thinking strategically, intentional strategic action. Just like my episode, I think it was 2 episodes ago, when I talked about being really intentional with your time and your energy. This podcast was never just for fun. It was strategic. Just as I said, I knew my future self had a voice and was becoming more known. So strategically, I had to think, well, what's the best platform for that? A podcast. I also knew having a podcast is going to help my business that I have. It made sense. Strategically, it was worth the investment of my time and energy. And then when I was hearing feedback from the podcast listeners at the time that they were binging all the episodes, because on the podcast, it was only once a week for maybe the first 6 months. When I was hearing the people that were listening were listening regularly and coming back and running out of episodes, that's when I started releasing 2 episodes a week. So yes, the podcast happened fast. It was born in the space of like 2 months, but I wasn't acting without intentional strategy in terms of my future self and where I wanted my business to go. Everything was intentional because I had my goals. I had my vision board with the life I wanted to live. You know me, I love reverse engineering. So I would look at my vision board, see these big goals, see these big dreams, and allow myself to reverse engineer. If I want these things, what might I need to do to take the first step? And then I took aligned action towards that first step. So yes, the things on my vision board will manifest, but they'll manifest as a result of the things I did a year ago. And today, the little things that many, many people will overlook, but that decision a year ago to create this podcast will be a crucial little piece of the puzzle that enables me to unlock the things on my vision board. If business blocks, fears, comparison, or self-doubt are holding you back from reaching your next level of success, imagine dissolving these barriers in just 90 minutes. My clients have experienced transformational shifts. One described a new sense of calm and more clarity in financial decision-making because she is no longer operating from a dysregulated nervous system. Another client went from lacking motivation and direction to achieving her six-month goal within 2 weeks. Another client was experiencing crushing negative thoughts that had been part of her life for so long. She thought it was just who she was, and now it's like that voice in her mind has completely silenced. Transformations like this are possible in as little as one session with no need for journaling or affirmations. This is the ultimate done-for-you service for business owners who recognize they have blocks but have struggled to break through on their own. In our session, I'll target the root of your blocks without you needing to relive painful experiences. Clients have said the sessions with me are enjoyable, conversational, and totally different from coaching or therapy. So if you're looking for a fast, revolutionary approach to releasing blocks or business trauma that creates a lasting change in your business and in your personal life, book a free discovery call with me today and let's explore how I can help facilitate your next breakthrough. Spaces are limited, so find the link in the show notes. I can't wait to meet with you. And now let's get back into the episode. Sometimes we get so caught up in the big things, the big steps, we don't realize the little decisions day to day are the things that are shaping our future. Because as you know, if you listen to me regularly, connecting with your future self is the way to create intentional actions in the present that take you towards your future self. So yes, starting a podcast might have seemed small, but every step builds on the one before. Every decision had to take place to unlock the thing that's in the future. So think about what aligned action you are or are not taking right now, knowing that it's the little things that can make the biggest shifts and changes. And the fourth and final thing was I committed to the process. I didn't go into the podcast thinking it was going to be quick. It is very easy, a bit like what we were saying on the last episode, to think that things are going to work faster than they do. Or it's easy to think that things are going to work in a set amount of time because that's how long someone said it should take. I knew that this was something that was aligned with my future self. So I made the commitment. I knew it was an investment I was going to need to make upfront with my time and resources and energy. And I knew that there was a risk it might not pay off, that people might not listen, that I might be doing this a year and think, you know what? This thing is just not taking off. So I gave myself 6 months to just see. And I didn't expect life-changing results in 6 months either. I just kept going. And I just saw what happened. And I allowed myself to evolve over time with zero pressure. So often people will go into things, doesn't matter what it is, and they will expect a certain result, and they will expect a certain time frame. And then if it doesn't take that amount of time, or energy or effort, they think they're doing it wrong, or they think that this isn't how it should be, or that they're failing, or something like that. You're only ever going to set yourself up to fail when you are using someone else's time frame for your own measuring stick. How long it's going to take you is unique to you. So think about your thing, whatever it is. Are you doing these four things? Are you willing to take the action to bring that thing into your reality before you feel ready, good enough, perfect enough, smart enough, pretty enough, whatever it is? Are you willing to do it before you're ready? Or are you waiting and expecting something to just fall into your lap? Are you connected to the future version of you who's already doing the thing, already living the life you want, who already has what you want? That version of you, are you connected with that version? Do you know what's going on with her? Do you know how her life looks? Do you know what you want to be doing? Do you know who you want to be being? Are you using that vision and that knowledge of your future self to determine what actions you're taking in the present moment? And then are you thinking strategically? Are you being intentional? Do you know what steps you might need to take to get part of the way to where you want to be? If you don't know the first step, are you researching and learning what the first step might be? And are you committed to seeing it through? Are you willing to dedicate the time it takes for you to do the thing, for you to have the thing, instead of expecting it to take a certain amount of time based on someone else and their experience? Are you releasing the pressure, but still taking those intentional actions on the thing that you want, even when you have no idea how long it might take? Reflect on this. Recalibrate yourself, realign yourself, and get yourself back in the game. So this is chapter 2. I appreciate you so much. I appreciate all of the little ratings on Spotify. I appreciate the reviews on Apple. I appreciate when I log on to my podcast analytics and I see how many of you are listening every single time I release an episode. And this is why I just did the thing a year ago, because I knew one day I'd be in this position I'm in now, where I'm actually making a difference to you. We're growing together. We are expanding together. We are evolving together. And that is what I love about this podcast. We're in this together. We're in my G-Wagon. And here's to the next year together. I love you so much. And I'll see you in the next episode. Before you go, if you have a business and you want to unlock your business's full potential in under a minute, go and take my Breakthrough Your Business Blocks quiz now. You'll uncover what's been holding you back from your next level of success. And you'll receive a free tool to transform your limitations into liberations. Go and take the quiz now. The link is in the show notes. And let's activate your next business breakthrough.